Okay, here to settle up my bill for the month. Let me take a look at it.
Okay.
Here you go.
All right.
Whoa. And Jill said I couldn't control myself.
Whoa. Hey, guys, guess what? I have just been asked to star in my very own video.
The Al Borland workout? Abs a flab.
That's something you want to see. Al in a thong. All right, girls, two, three, two. Watch those carbos. Come on, late night snacks. It's a no-no.
It's not an exercise video. It's called How to Stock Your Toolbox. And I will show beginners the tools they need and how to use them.
Actually, you'd be pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Hey, can I be in your video?
We never put you on Tool Time. Why would Al put you in a video?
Well, I got a lot of experience in dinner theater.
You were an actor?
No, a waiter.
Well, I'm sorry, but casting is entirely up to the producer.
Oh, yeah? Who's producing?
I am. But I would have to talk to my director.
Who are you getting to direct it?
Well, I would need someone experienced. You know, knows tools, knows television, and the Al Borland personality.
Boy, that'll be tough. There is no Al Borland personality.
You see? That's the humor that tells me you're the man for the job.
You want me to direct it?
Tim, you took Tool Time from the ground up. I mean, you gave it a visual style that has not been seen on a cable television show. Face it, you're a legend, Tim.
Yeah. There's no money in this, is there?
Not a nickel. And if you could bring a sack lunch...
Hey, you could film it right here. It'd be great publicity for the store.
Well, as producer, I would have to talk to my director.
Well, as director, I would have to okay with my producer.
Computer.
Yeah, your father crashed my old one for the 10th time. The guy at the store said that I should get something small and easy to hide.
It's a really cool laptop.
Yeah.
It really is. I have a CD-ROM, a scanner, and I'm not sure what's in that box.
It's a styrofoam packing material.
Not bad.
Oh, that's the external tape drive. Mom, you know, I hope you know this is a lot more sophisticated than your old computer.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Not quite. Before you boot up your CPU, you gotta connect all your peripherals.
Yeah, and then you gotta load all your drivers.
And when you're finished with that, you gotta load all your software, making sure you still have a Terminator in your SCSI port.
What?
Then you gotta program your new computer to interface with your old printer by selecting the driver from the chooser. Good luck, Mom.
All right.
Have fun.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, got your new computer. Yippee-yi-ki-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-y drone?
It didn't come with any games.
Boy, they saw you coming.
Tim, this is not a toy. This is a serious tool. Now come over here and see all the way fun stuff I got to go with it.
Can't play now. I gotta do my research. I'm directing my first how-to video.
Oh, that's great. Is that for Binford?
No, it's kind of a low-budget company Al got hooked up with. But if I do the video right, I might be able to sell Binford on doing how-to videos. I could be the next Hitchcock.
Tim, Alfred Hitchcock didn't direct any how-to videos.
Not Alfred Hitchcock, Herb Hitchcock. It's famous. Did the first one, How to Make a Cabinet? How to Repair a Rock? That was a great one. How to Make a Table? Oh, my favorite, How to Make a Table Part Deux.
Isn't that the one you forced me to watch on our wedding night?
Well, that was What to Do About a Squeaky Bed. Action.
Welcome to How to Stock Your Toolbox. I'm Al Borland, your host, Al Borland. Take a stroll with me down aisle one as we explore the exciting world of screwdrivers.
Cut. Good. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Where do you want me to stand?
Out of the way. Okay. All right, Manuel, this is going to be a panoramic shot of the screwdriver aisle, all right? Once you come down here, long shot. All right, let's start with the slotted screwdrivers and zoom in on the Phillips head and a nice dramatic tilt up. Torque screwdrivers in the back, okay?
Well, Tim, we don't have time for all this artsy camera work. We have 2 days to do this in.
I got all the shots right up here.
Well, my idea for the video is to be simple and direct.
Yes, I'll take that simple, direct video and expand it, mold it, shape it, and make it good. Come on, trust me, my little pumpkin. Come on. All right, pull back from the combination wrenches. Not so fast. Come on. Not so fast. All right, steady. Slow pan across the ratchets. Cut. Perfect! One more time.
If it was perfect, why one more time?
I got a vision. Let's just start a tight shot of the ratchet wrench, which is the heart and soul of the wrench family. Can you feel it?
Tim, we're starting to get way behind schedule. We have to be out of here by 4.
Oh, nonsense. Harry, let us shoot past 4, right?
Yeah, sure, if you got a parting for me. You know, I do a great brand, though. Stella!
You can be out by 4. Get that shot. Just come down. All right, Manuel, chisel sequence take 16. Focus, Al, and have some fun, buddy. Action!
Chisels. are categorized by the type of material that they are used for. Wood, metal, masonry.
Cut.
What?
Cut.
What?
It's good, it's good, it's good. Can you combine take 3 and take 6? A little bit of 9 in there? All right. Imagine that your father left your mother for a chisel.
What?
Use that. Go with that. Go.
Sorry, Tim. I'm all out of tape. I'm going to run to the truck and get some more.
Well, it's a good time for some makeup, I guess.
Do I need a touch-up?
You're fine, but the tools are all shiny. You get some powder. Am I the only one working on this thing? Where's the powder? Manuel!
Harry.
Talking to me? You talking to me?
Harry, I can't worry about your acting career right now. We gotta get this done by tomorrow. Tim is way behind.
Look, I can't give you any more time. I got customers outside waiting.
I know.
Hey, you guys. You know you got customers waiting out here? You guys gonna have to leave or shoot a video. Come on, come on, come on.
He is completely out of control.
He just ran off paying customers.
Man, what am I supposed to do?
I know what I'd do. I'd get a new director.
I can't fire Tim. He's my good friend. I'm gonna have to reason with him. Tim. I'm having a problem with the way this is going.
Well, as your director, I'll tell you this. You're the actor. Act like you're not having a problem.
I'm also the producer.
You should be worrying about producing a good performance, little pumpkin, huh? Let me tell you about coming to the store. We're on medication. Get out of here!
You're right. I have to fire him. How do I do that?
Frankly, Al, I don't give a damn.
Look, Tim, about the video. Now, the way you've been going, There's no chance of us being able to finish tomorrow.
Glad you brought that up. It's a good time to go back to the production company, ask them for more time. And it might be a good idea to ask them for a little bit more do-re-mi, if you know what I'm talking about.
I was thinking of getting a new director.
You're thinking about firing me?
You give me no choice. You've taken a simple instructional video and you've turned it into Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, but without my help, your video career is gonna be gone with the wind.
I think there are some people out there that like the Al Borland style. Maybe that is why they asked me to star in it instead of you.
They picked you because they couldn't afford a star like me.
Oh, you're a deluded egomaniac.
You're a chubby little flannel man.
May I tempt you with some alluring creations from our pastry chef? The tiramisu is quite fetching.
Just fetch the check, please.
Also an excellent choice.
I will take that.
You gonna buy off your guilt by paying for dinner? I don't think so.
Oh, no.
Give it to me.
Come here. Oh, no. You see, everything has to be done your way.
The right way.
Fine.
Fine.
Fine. Fine.
Fine. I will have to add some dessert to that.
Okay, what do you think of this screen name?
Sick of Tools? You can't use that.
Why not?
That's my screen name.
Al Borland is a no-talent, worthless bum.
Tim, guess who's here, Eileen?
Hello, Eileen. Good to see you. New perm?
So why are you saying such terrible things about my Al?
Because your Al just fired me.
Your Al fired my Tim.
What happened?
We had totally opposite visions how to produce this video.
So it was creative differences.
Yeah. I'm creative. He's different. All he cared about is schedules and budgets. Schedule, budget, schedule, budget. Too much time.
Okay. Look, he gave you 2 days to shoot a 60-minute video. How much did you get done today?
Today?
Yeah.
The first day?
Right.
Well, you put it, you know, you had to put it all, you know, once you, about 5 minutes.
That's all? No wonder he fired you. I've got to go. Al must be really hurting right now.
Oh, okay.
He's hurting. I was the one that got axed.
You've got Jill to comfort you.
You know how to comfort.
5 minutes?
It was a brilliant 5 minutes.
You are so pathetic.
And the comfort would come from?
Now, come on, we're running 10.
Thank you, Heidi. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Al. Well, you gonna finish doing that video tonight?
Yes, I am. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. Well, we should have a good show today, Al.
Yes, we should. I always enjoy Sealant Week.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Binford Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Welcome to Tool Time. I'm, of course, Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and you all know my assistant, Al Borland. All this week, it's Sealant Week. Today, we're talking about caulking.
And to help us out, we have Master Plumber Felix Myman.
Let's bring him out with a Tool Time welcome. Come on, Felix.
Always a pleasure to be here, Tim.
Well, nice to see you again. All right, today, Felix is going to show us the proper way to caulk a toilet, a shower, or a sink.
And I can also show you how to caulk your windows and glass doors.
Good, we'll see that later.
Well, in the interest of time, why don't we concentrate just on bathroom fixtures?
Al's always interested in saving time, even at the expense of quality.
I am all for quality, but time is money.
Was it always money? Is that how you look at things?
Getting back to caulking, there are many different types. Acrylic with latex, oil-based, and silicone.
Marv, why don't you come in and get a nice product shot here, okay?
Why not a panoramic shot, Tim? Bring in a crane. Oh, we could rip off the roof, get a shot from a helicopter.
Felix, do you see any problem with a guy showing a little pride in his work?
Oh,
I'm just here to caulk a toilet.
Well, why don't we get back to showing the different types of caulking guns?
Yes, why don't we?
Those are electric guns. You might want to be careful with those triggers.
Sorry, Felix. I didn't mean to do
that. You'll have to excuse Tim. He has a tough time keeping things under control.
I know how to control myself, Al.
I am so sorry, Felix. I am so sorry.
I don't need this. I could be cleaning out a septic tank.
Shalom, good neighbor.
Okay. Well, you finish your vegetable hut. I'm sure it commemorates something.
This, Tim, is a sukkah. It's what is built for the Jewish harvest festival of Sukkot, which, yes, indeed, does commemorate the ancient Hebrews wandering through the desert.
Or you wander around looking for the bathroom.
Actually, Tim, the tribes of Israel have celebrated in these symbolic structures for thousands of years.
Probably 1,000 years before I celebrate with Al again. He'll be picking cock out of his beard to the next Sukkot.
I gather you're still smarting from the sting of getting fired from Al's video.
Well, he's impossible to work with.
Well, Tim, you've worked with him for years on Tool Time.
That's because I'm the boss on Tool Time.
You know, Tim, this reminds me of a famous quote by Aristotle. He who has not learned to obey cannot be a great leader.
I should let him do it his way. It's just that I had this vision. I was going to do something magnificent, trying to emulate the great Hitchcock.
Alfred Herb.
The director, Herb.
No, Tim, you don't want to emulate Herb Hitchcock.
Yes, I do. He's fabulous.
Well, the man was kicked out of the business.
Oh, that's what everybody says.
Kicked out of the business for going wildly over budget. He hired a cast of thousands for the staining scene in How to Make a Table Part 3.
It was brilliant. Staying at a table during a chariot race? Come on!
Hand drill sequence, take one, and action. Every toolbox needs a hand drill. Isn't that right, sir?
Absolutely.
Cut. All right, that's good. Moving on. One more shot, we're done. Set up over here, I'll go get the props.
Just a quick suggestion. I think it'd be great if we ended with a song.
No singing, no dancing, and no ad-libbing.
Hey, Harry.
Go away.
I'm not going to drive away any more of your customers.
I'm not worried about that. I am in the middle of a performance.
Hi, Al.
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm thinking about the immortal words of Aristotle. Only the boss should be able to invite 1,000 people to have dessert.
Must have lost something in the translation.
You were the boss. I should have let you do it your way.
Well, yes, you should have.
But I didn't. And now you are, and it's working out, right?
Could we? I'm falling out of character.
Why don't you guys get back to work? I'll see you tomorrow at Tool Time.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Great. Okay. Wait, Tim. Listen, I'm getting ready for my big finale. You know, clamps and vice grips.
Good.
And I don't know where to put the camera.
You don't need my opinion.
Yeah, I know I don't, but I want it. You know, I looked at that first 5 minutes. It was really, really good. Right up there with Hitchcock.
Really?
Almost.
Okay. Forget the clams and the vice grips. You want to get a big finish? Go to knives. Have a low pan. Have Manuel come in top over the blades. Scoot down this way. Tilt up. See all the blades shiny and sharp. And then tip up a big finish to actually, your idea would be better. You know? Vice grips and clamps.
Yeah?
Yeah. And to simplify the shot, just shoot from here and there's more drama because you'd see all the whole rack of them.
Look, it's my store and I want to sing at the end of the video.
Harry...
No. There's an idea. Hold on a minute. Now, but your song would be much more effective if you had a big entrance, wouldn't it?
See, now we're talking.
An entrance, maybe from the storeroom.
Yes.
You know, yeah, you could enter in here, wait for your cue. I'm sure we can get some music in later.
Hey, I can't hear the music.
We're back!
Okay, I've loaded all the research data. Now what do I do?
You pay your computer consultant.
How about dinner and a roof over your head?
Fair enough. Hit F9. It'll take a couple minutes to do the calculations. Make sure you hit save when it says done, or else you'll lose all your work.
Okay, thanks. Thanks,
Mom.
It says done. Time for Monkey Town.
Oh, my God, what are you doing?
Hold it. I'm picking the lice off my sister right now.
Have you saved my work?
It's just a bunch of numbers.
Tim!
Hold on. I'm 50 bananas away from being mayor of Monkey Town.
Hold on for a second.
What was that all about?
You lose my work, I off your monkey.
When you finish with that, you gotta load all your software, making sure you still have a Terminator in your fuzzy port.
Then you gotta program your new computer to
fuzzy port.